They were once called stewardesses, then flight attendants. A mix of glamour and grunt work, the position of flight attendant has long offered young workers a chance to see the world. Now some senior flight attendants say that given the recession, they will keep flying, even though they're really ready to retire. And that's slowing the takeoff of those who aspire to their jobs. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
For the past 4 years, Catherine Flanagan, a flight attendant for United Airlines, had been looking forward to a particular day.
I had planned on retiring April 26, 2009.
Yes, that's today. Yesterday, Flanagan turned 62. She began her career more than 41 years ago, working first on domestic flights and for the past several years flying international routes from her home base in Seattle. Today, Flanagan is returning from what was to have been her last on-the-job flight to Japan. 12 loyal passengers had planned to join her to celebrate. But that all changed.
Just due to all of the financial situations that's coming up with the economy and 401k and the market and life, I have to put it on hold. I have to postpone it.
Flanagan, a union representative, says United flight attendants had already lost some pay and their pensions after the airline entered into bankruptcy in 2003. She says when her 401k took a dive, she knew she'd have to work at least another 2 years.
I know 10 people right now here in Seattle doing the same thing I'm doing. We were all leaving March, April, May, and they're not going to be able to leave now.
Ladies and gentlemen, it does appear that the overhead bins are full at this point.
Despite their help stowing roller bags and grabbing pillows, the primary job of the country's nearly 100,000 flight attendants is to ensure safety and security. Even with the hard work, the mystique of a flight attendant's job remains.
Welcome, welcome. Everyone in the room here is here to learn about a flight attendant session, correct? Okay.
Iris Upshaw is a recruiter for Masaba Airlines, a subsidiary of the now-merged Northwest and Delta Airlines. Masaba is one of the few airlines hiring flight attendants these days. More than 100 people showed up for a recent open house at Masaba's hangar in Detroit. At the session, it's all about the details of the job, like how much money starting flight attendants can expect to earn.
Guaranteed minimum pay of 75 flight hours per month.
Which means about $1,100 a month with annual increases. There are also free flights for attendants, their immediate family or friend. The applicants take a short test, they explain how they've handled stressful situations, and finally try some real flight attendant duty by reading a boarding announcement.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The boarding door has now been closed.
This is a diverse crowd. Some applicants are just out of college. Others have worked as flight attendants for other companies, young and older, and all looking to fly. Ryan Renner is 25 and has worked in customer service.
I've worked all around the United States. I've worked in California. So I've experienced all types of backgrounds, and I love it. And I think being a flight attendant would be fun.
41-year-old Deetra Phelps is trying to find a job after moving to Michigan from Atlanta.
I have always wanted to be a flight attendant, but at one point I had got kind of scared with thinking about the planes going down and all that. But, you know, this would be a great opportunity for me to travel, see the world.
Sarah Mashiniak, who just graduated from college, wants to travel too. She understands how a shaky economy could make more senior flight attendants reluctant to hang up their wings, she says. But
it's kind of hard for someone my age because people who have been in an industry for a really long time aren't giving up their positions and leaving it open for a youngster like myself. So it's difficult.
In a flight attendant's world, seniority helps workers get better schedules, holidays off, and the vacations they want. Flight attendant Alexander Parr has worked for Masaba for 7 years, several of them without a regular schedule.
So I can't move anywhere until people retire above me. I mean, because I'm pretty much was in the middle of the seniority list.
But Parr says he's content with his status and isn't wishing anyone out the door. Flight attendant Catherine Flanagan says she knows not everyone thinks that way.
I was on our Japanese trip and was discussing something with some flight attendant I needed to bring to his attention. And under his breath, he said, "When is this witch going to retire?"
Flanagan says she understands the frustration, but she wants everyone to know she started the countdown to retirement once again. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.